This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jay.
Let's talk about the puppies. All right, yesterday, now this is crazy, because yesterday we played the audio of the big heist. Two puppies stolen at Perfect Pet, all right? And these two puppies were taken, and the women inside the pet store literally tackled the thieves on their way out.
And one of the thieves has been arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy
Was he caught yesterday when it happened?
It sounds like so, yeah, because he's the one that played dead. Remember?
Yeah, I didn't get that yesterday, but that's the way it's coming out this morning, right? All right, so one of the ladies that actually was doing the tackling over there at Perfect Pets called our show yesterday. Late in the show, she called up and kind of described everything, and you could tell that she was quite upset about these puppies being stolen.
Very upset.
Yeah, and they wanted the puppies back. Well, yesterday, one of the puppies get returned. Okay.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But I don't get how it got returned and where did it come from, and I have questions.
So it was like a North Street in North Denver. It was a street vendor that was selling it.
I got the story right here.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office, they say the woman who returned the bulldog puppy that was stolen back on Friday actually purchased it from a street vendor in North Denver for $1,500. So clearly those guys who stole them were trying to...
All right, now follow this if you can, okay? She goes to a parking lot somewhere, and she gets this puppy for $1,500, okay? This guy has sold it to her for $15, so she's in for that amount of money,
which is a great deal.
All right.
Resell them. Two bulldogs the store had priced at $42.99 a piece.
Okay, the dogs are $42.99 a piece, okay?
Right.
She's paid $1,500. As Carson said, what a sweet deal.
Well,
on a bulldog.
And does she already know that this is a stolen puppy? And does she also know they're going to give a reward?
Oh, those are damn good questions. Those are great questions, okay. Jamie. You would be a great investigative reporter. Here's the answer.
Were stolen after a man faked a medical emergency to create a distraction while two others opened a cage and stole the puppies. Now, the employees, they did try to stop them, but the good news is one man was arrested.
Can we answer Jamie's question, please?
Arrested. Now, one puppy, like you guys talked about, returned late Monday night. The woman who purchased the puppy on the street says she noticed the photos matched the news story. She called the store right away.
Aha!
And said, hey, I'm going to pay $1,500. Are you going to give me my money back?
Yeah.
The shop now grateful this morning. The woman did the right thing, and they are planning on giving her a reward.
That's why I want to talk to this lady.
Well, yeah, because it's going to be $1,500, or is it going to be only because it was $1,000, right?
Yeah.
But if they're going to make a profit, I need to know the profit margin.
Well, I think at this point you have to give the lady her $1,500
at
back.
Least.
Okay,
yeah.
You cannot. She did the right thing. She didn't have to. She could have taken this puppy and just kept it, and you would have never known what happened here. She got it for $1,500. It was a bargain for her, but you got to give her $1,500. I know you've already got
a hot puppy.
Hot puppy off the street, Jay. Amy, and now we're trying to get this lady, Lauren. I called her Pet Shop Patty.
Yeah, you did.
We're trying to get Pet Shop Patty on the line, but Spadell, any luck?
I've called her four times. I left a voicemail.
She's probably really busy. Or maybe she sleeps in. pet shops don't open until like 10.
Yeah.
Or maybe she's looking for the other dog.
Yeah, where is the other dog?
Out searching.
So the guy that played dead, they caught him. Now, if I'm an investigator, what I do is I grab his cell phone, I go through his cell phone numbers, and you know there's one that he talked to the other, because they're accomplices.
Yes.
Yes, so they're going to find the other guy.
Damn, you'd be a good reporter.
I really.
I mean, you would be, and a good cop. Yo, you'd be a good cop.
Hello.
Oh, you could solve this.
Crime is my middle name.
Jamie Crime White. It has a ring to it, doesn't it? Well, I got one dog back, okay? What? $4,000 for
yeah.
a dog?
How much have you paid for your dogs?
Because
you
the most I've paid, I think, I'm guessing, $1,200? Yeah.
What about you?
I think
$1,200. Our latest one that we rescued was $350.
But what about the little one?
The Yorkie?
Yeah.
I don't, Bree got her when she was in college, but I want to guess it was like $1,500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying to be all like, did you see that?
What's that? I rescued a dog.
My rescue was $350. He won't even go with the fact that they bought a pure breed.
What? Oh,
You didn't notice that?
No, I didn't catch
my rescue, you mean?
Oh, you don't want on the bad side of
it. I thought we were doing the total of all the dogs. No, I don't know.
You're trying to keep from getting yelled at.
Exactly.
I bought one from the pet store. Go ahead, yell at me. Monkey cost me $600. I remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
And man, did he have problems. Man,
oh my God. Well, you know, mine was papered, right? For Westminster Dog Show. He was a great grandson of. Then when Christy took him, she's like, Westminster Mall.
Look, I've had my share of dogs. You know that since I've known you, I've probably had, what, 8 dogs?
Yeah, you've gone through them.
I've gone through a lot of dogs. I've had mutts, I've had the rescues, and I've had the pet store.
Say the rescue thing really loud, though.
I've had the rescues.
Don't mention the other ones.
And I loved every one of them, okay? So, and my current dog, the German Shepherd, he's pure.
Yeah.
He's pure. Man.
You mean you bought him?
Yeah. I think he's the one. No, I only paid $400 for him.
Oh,
because
nice.
It was a relative that was raising the dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but $4,000, man.
That's a lot.
That's a lot for a bulldog.
Yeah.
Is it not?
That's crazy.
Yeah, especially since they're only cute when they're little.
Yeah. And you're going to have to spend $1 million on their health and stuff.
Yeah.
They're expensive afterwards, too. Yeah.
Sick and stuff. Yeah. Anyway.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.